Today on Introductions, our guest is award-winning 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack, a brand new scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. She's won first place in the Chinese Fine Arts Society's Confucius Competition. She's participated in the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers and has many other accomplishments under her belt already. She's prepared for us music by Eduard Lalo, Brahms, and more, which we'll hear after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. You can hear us tuning already in the background. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio with 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack, a student of Julie Mora at Wheaton College. Serena was just accepted as a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, where she will be studying with Almida Vamos. But first, while this hour we celebrate this wonderful new student at the Music Institute of Chicago, we learned this week of the death of famed and beloved classical pianist and master teacher Emilio Del Rosario Jr. after a 3-year battle with cancer. He was 76 years old. After studying at the Peabody Conservatory as the first student of pianist and conductor Leon Fleischer, Mr. Del Rosario taught hundreds of students during his more than 40 years at the Music Institute of Chicago, many of whom went on to study at the nation's top conservatories, many of whom have been heard on this program and all over WFMT for years and years. One of his students include our very own program host, Peter Van de Graaff, who joins me right now in the Levin Performance Studio. Peter, I was pleasantly surprised to hear that you were a student of Mr. D's. What did you study under him? Because we know you as a very fine opera singer.
Well, I have to say I'm embarrassed to be sitting in this place because of so many illustrious students that he had, and I was certainly never one of them. But I studied with a student of his who then turned me over to him, and I was just fortunate to have him. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. He was a difficult teacher from the beginning in what he demanded. Mm-hmm. The first thing he said was, I'll expect 4 hours of practicing a day, which I didn't do for very long. And I had so many other interests, but I was so fortunate to have him. He was an inspiring man.
He only accepted very advanced students to begin with. And so a lot of these students, when they were accepted to his studio, I imagine before that they were used to being praised all the time. But once you reached Mr. D, as he was known, there was no messing around.
Coddled and praised and not really challenged as much as he did. I had a habit of what he called me, a musical stutterer. I would start something and then kind of stop. I didn't have a lot of confidence at first. And I remember that in one of my early lessons, I was doing scales, and he would hold the lid over the keyboard, mm-hmm. over my fingers if I made mistakes, and he threatened to drop it on my fingers. Now, it was, of course, in jest, and uh-huh. I never made a mistake after that, as he was holding that, so I can't say whether he was actually going to drop it or not. But
well, he's famous for saying that he was, quote, most gratified by finding music in a child and then developing it beyond the child's wildest dreams. He really could have gone to any conservatory that he wanted and taught pre-professionals, but he chose to stay with young students.
I think his genius was just opening up the world of music to kids. I remember once I was playing a Brahms intermezzo from the Opus 119 set, and he circled all the notes of the melody, which were entirely hidden within the parts, and it made me listen to music in a completely different way. Mm-hmm. Not only from that, but from piece after piece after piece that he worked with me, and that was his genius. I think was really helping you see what was in the music.
What was a typical lesson like for you with Mr. D?
Well, typical in many ways, I think. You start off with the scales, and then you work on the other things. And he would sit next to you very intently and stop regularly rarely demonstrated, but would talk about the music as you played it. Mm-hmm. It was a very intense atmosphere. There's no question about it. And he demanded a lot. But you also rose to that kind of challenge.
I never met him in person, but people would just describe him to me as your lesson didn't really end at the lesson. He really took care of the whole student, all parts of them, not just the music.
He took great interest in all parts of your life. As I say, I was not one of his stellar students by any means, but I still felt that mentoring that mm-hmm. he gave. I was very, very fortunate to have him. And boy, I mean, what I do now is a direct result in many ways of what he taught.
Well, his legacy continues on in all these students, and many of his students are now teachers, and of course, you communicating music every day on WFMT, every evening. I went to his there was a Facebook page created for him in his memory, and Greg R. Baker, I'm assuming this is one of his former students, left a wonderful message that said, "Emilio stoked my love for music, for feeling passion, for the daily discipline it required. He was my advocate, my nemesis, my friend, my psychiatrist, my teacher in the highest sense of the word. I loved him and will carry that forward. Namaste." So thank you, Peter, for coming in to talk with about Mr.
It's my privilege, but as I say, what an honor to have worked with him.
Well, we'll do another special tribute program to Mr. D in the future this winter on WFMT on introductions, and you can visit our website for some of the latest updates on when we'll do that. In the meantime, the Del Rosario family has requested that memorial contributions in his name be directed to the Music Institute of Chicago for the Emilio Del Rosario Piano Chair. Our guest today on introductions, as we heard, is 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack, and Serena is following in a wonderful tradition at the Music Institute, following in Mr. Del Rosario's footsteps. So let's hear her perform some music now. Here she is in the first movement of the Symphonie Espagnole by Eduard Lalo with Milana Pavchinskaya on piano. This is Introductions. Thank you. 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack in the first movement of the Sinfonía Española by Eduard Lalo with Milana Pavchinskaya on piano, live from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio here on Introductions. Thank you, Serena. That was wonderful. You looked like you were having a lot of fun during that piece.
Yes, that's one of my favorite pieces. It's really fun for me to play.
So how long have you been working on that?
I would say maybe almost a year. I don't know, maybe probably less than that.
And you were performing that memorized, so does it just, do you see the notes in your head when you're playing that, or do you have the fingerboard memorized?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Usually when I play, I have kind of a little image of the page, you know, and like maybe the dynamics and some of the articulation marks and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you're only 12 years old, but you have so many accomplishments under your belt already, including you've performed with how many orchestras? Two? Three?
Three.
Three orchestras. Yeah. So you just seem really relaxed right now. Is it because you've already done similar things before?
Well, yeah, and I love performing. It's just one of my favorite things to do.
And what do you love about the violin?
I really love the sound and the tone of it and the history behind it, because my grandpa, you know, he loved the violin, so I just love it, and it's my favorite instrument.
So it's kind of, you have a family history with the violin.
Yeah, I feel it's my job to carry on the musical traits like in my family.
And so is it, what about the actual sound of the violin? Do you just like the range of it? because you could have chosen any instrument.
Yeah, I love the higher sound of it. You know, I like the cello too, but I just love the high range and how high it goes and the sound and the pitch.
And you don't have to lug around a cello.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier for me.
A little bit easier on violin.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear two works together next. You first are going to perform something by Brahms. What are we going to hear?
It's the Brahms Sonata and Satz FAE. It's a scherzo, and actually, I was asked what scherzo meant, and I thought it meant like something serious or something. But when I found out like it was a joke, I was just like cracking up because it doesn't sound like a joke at the beginning or anything. So yeah.
So after you learned what it meant, did that change how you play it?
I think in some seconds it made me more lively and kind of like you were playing a prank almost.
So you weren't afraid to liven it up a bit.
Yeah, it was.
And then after the Brahms, you're going to play something by J.S. Bach.
It's the Bach Sonata number 3 in C, the Allegro assai.
And this is a solo sonata.
Yes.
So is it weird to play completely by yourself?
It's kind of cool to change it off, actually. You know, you get to play with and then without. I mean, it's nice to look at it from different perspectives.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear these two works now. First, we're going to hear some music by Brahms, the Sonaten Satz, and then we're going to hear J.S. Bach's Solo Sonata number 3 in C major, the 4th movement, performed by 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack, and Milana Pavchinskaya is joining us on piano. This is Introductions. Thank you. Music by J.S. Bach, performed by 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack. We heard the fourth movement from his solo violin sonata number 3 in C major. Before that, Serena performed the scherzo from the Brahms FAE sonata, the Sonatensatz, with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya. Serena is a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. And you can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, where you can do what Serena did and send us your YouTube videos to audition to perform on this program. And find WFMT on Facebook for updates so that you don't have to miss any of our live programs. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear some more music performed by 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack, a student of Julie Mora at Whedon College. And Serena was just accepted as a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, where she's been studying with Almita Vamos for about a month. Serena has won the Chinese Fine Arts Society's Confucius Competition, the Glenn Ellen Whedon Scholarship Competition. She's been awarded for 5 years in a row at the Grandquist Music Competition in Geneva and has many other accomplishments under her belts, including having performed with 3 different orchestras, and she's a student at St. Petronelle Catholic School in Glen Ellen. Well, wonderful program so far, Serena.
Thank you.
I understand that you're not the only one in your family who is a musician.
No, my parents are in a disco band, so that's
a disco
way different
band.
Than what I do.
So what's the name of the band?
It's called 70s. Yeah, they play lots of 70s music, and sometimes I get to play with them, and it's really funny, like, watching them.
So you get to play disco violin.
Yeah.
What disco music do you know how to play on the violin?
I think I did I Will Survive. I do like all the little violin like accompaniment parts to the songs, and it's really funny. Like, she'll just be like, okay, why don't you learn this? And then I'll come and I'll play one of their festivals, and it's really hilarious. So.
Who's your favorite disco artist?
I like the Jackson 5, like Michael Jackson.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's good taste. How about, I understand, you play some Aretha Franklin too? Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, I do.
So that must be really fun. You get to, during the day, you play some serious music, and then at night you get to be all silly.
Yeah, it's way different than what
am I right when I understand that you also get to put on wigs, disco wigs?
Actually, usually I refuse because they're huge, and I look like a clown when I wear it because it's so big and I'm little, so.
Well, you don't want to be embarrassed.
No, because there's always, like, kids and stuff in the festival, so.
But I'm glad that you still play with the disco band. I hope you continue playing with the disco band. Well, speaking of going back to your violin playing, the classical part of the violin, not the disco, what is it about classical music that you like so much?
I love all the different composers and listening to how, even though it's in the same, you know, time period, it can be so different, like, when you listen to the different composers and even the artists that play it.
And we just heard you play a wonderful Bach solo sonata. It just sounded so light. You really make your violin sing. And it's even more impressive because you're playing on a three-quarter violin, so you don't even have a full-size violin yet.
Not yet.
No. But you really made it sing out. How often do you practice?
I practice every day. I've never missed a day. I try to get 4 hours, but, you know, my parents sometimes have to say, come on, Serena, let's practice. Let's keep going, because I like to take little breaks and come down and say, hey, do you want to hear this? She always says, oh, this is not a performance. This is your practice time. So sometimes I need to be reminded.
So you need a little nudging every once in a while, just like every other probably musician that has ever played. So that's pretty normal. Next, you have something pretty challenging for us by Bartok. What are we going to hear?
I'm playing the Bartok Romanian folk dances. I love them, you know, with the harmonic section, and it's just awesome to play. You know, I can picture people dancing, and it's great to play.
And how long have you been working on this piece?
I think I played it when I was 9.
Oh,
it's kind of one of my review pieces. Yeah, I played it in Wisconsin a while ago.
So you've already performed some pieces for several years in a row. Do you feel like you've grown into them? You've learned more things over time?
I do, yes. Some are older than others, and I think the ones that I've been doing for a while is nice to go back so you can do more detailed work on the stuff you've already done.
Well, let's hear 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack now in the 6 Romanian folk dances by Béla Bartók, and Milana Pavchinskaya will join us again on piano.
Thank you.
Some music by Béla Bartók. We heard the Romanian folk dances, all six of them performed by 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack with pianist Milana Popchinskaya. Serena is fanning herself off. Was that a lot of work, Serena?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I get so excited when I play that piece.
You looked like you were just smiling during that. It looked like you were having a lot of fun. Yeah. I can't believe that you learned that when you were 9 years old.
Yeah, I know.
There's so many different techniques in there, pizzicato and some harmonics. And did you just become a lot more confident when you picked it up this time around?
Yeah. I mean, I think when I played it when I was 9, it was okay too. But when I brought it back this time, I felt it was more good and it had more detail work on it. So yeah, when I brought it back, it was better.
Your teacher is sitting in the audience today,
yes,
Julie
yes.
Mora. I'm wondering, what advice does she typically give you? What is there any standard Julie Mora advice that she gives you that you're thinking about when you're performing the violin?
It's really funny because there's some fingerings that I work on. It's like, Serena, it's an up, or Serena, it's a one. And she always tells me to use more bow. And, you know, it's really funny because in her same voice, I hear it in my head when that section comes.
Yeah.
It's hilarious when it comes by.
And how about any advice about practicing?
With the harmonic section, you want to make sure everything is really clear so you hear everything and you don't want to bump any other strings. Use lots of bow. In the fast sections, you want to make sure you accent and articulate the up bows so you can hear them and bring them out in the sections.
And that's a piece that's pretty challenging to put together with pianists because
yeah.
There's so many rhythmic things going on. How did you practice that by yourself, or did you have a recording?
Well, of course, my mom is a pianist, and I do it with her, and she, you know, you have to make sure you do it slow, because when it gets faster, like I said before, it's better then, so you have to work really slow and then get it up to tempo.
Well, wonderful that you have your mom can help you perform these pieces, practice these pieces as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just a whole lot of fun, and we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions, and we're going to hear one more piece before we finish out this hour. A piece by Fritz Kreisler, the Preludium and Allegro. Can you tell us about this piece?
I actually played this with a group, and you know, taking it out of the group and then doing it as a solo was really difficult for me. So I had to do like, well, when we brought it in, it was like, okay, you have to work on this like 3 times more than everything else, but you still want to maintain the other pieces.
You learned this in a group of other people or other pieces of music?
Yeah, it was in a group of, well, it's a group of people. It was at my the school in Wheaton.
Uh-huh.
It was called the Vivaldi Strings, and I did it with them, and then I brought it out to solo.
And it's all over YouTube. It's very, it's a very wonderful piece. Have you heard this piece on YouTube before or watched it?
I think I've seen it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Because you told me before that you like to watch some of these pieces by the famous old violinists.
Yeah.
Do you learn anything from watching them?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, when I watch them, I try to see, like, what the tempos are and maybe look at their bowings and stuff and then bring it back and compare it to what I already have. So I like doing that when I look up the videos.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a great tool for anybody wanting to learn a new piece of music or just learn about some new music that they've never heard before. Well, let's hear now the Preludium and Allegro by Fritz Kreisler here live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, performed by 12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya.
Thank you.
12-year-old violinist Serena Harnack. That was a wonderful little encore. We heard the Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller. And before that, we heard Fritz Kreisler's Preludium and Allegro in the style of Pugnani, performed with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya. Thank you, Serena. That was wonderful. Where'd you get that Chattanooga Choo Choo arrangement?
It's actually kind of a long story. My mom would always like force me to listen to this old stuff, and I'd be like, oh, come on, mom, can't I listen to what I want? But in the end, it ends up like I wanted to do something different at the end of my program, and I listened to this song, and out of all of them, I thought it was like amazing. It was really cool because I hadn't really listened to it before. I was just like, you know, oh, come on, mom. So I made an arrangement of it, a little short one, and I thought it'd be a nice encore for my performance.
It was a great encore. So you created that arrangement yourself?
Yeah, I did.
So your mom forced you to listen to all that old music, and do you like it now?
Yes, I think it paid off from all that listening.
Well, maybe you'll make some more arrangements in the future for
yes,
some
I
more
definitely
encores.
Will.
Well, definitely a crowd pleaser. I love that. And the Chrysler, wow, what a piece. It looked, I can see your music stand from here. And from the amount of pencil marks on your music, which is basically everywhere, I could tell that you worked really hard on that piece.
There's actually more. We made a copy, and all the colors are gone now. So
there were
was
colors,
a lot more.
Too. So what was the most challenging part about that Chrysler piece?
I think the clarity. I mean, and you can't be afraid to hit all the high notes and stuff, or else it'll sound, you know, kind of wimpy.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was having trouble with that before. But now I know that you just have to do it, and whatever comes out, you just have to be strong no matter what.
There's a conviction in your playing. You just went for those notes without hesitation, and that was very important. Yeah. So what would you like to do in the future with your violin?
I definitely want to be a soloist. I'm going to keep my like fiddling talents, and I like jazz too, so hopefully I'll be able to make more encores and more arrangements for the ends of my performances.
Well, you're well on your way. You've had so many performances already, and I'm sure there are many, many more to come. And thank you for playing for us at WFMT today.
Thank you so much.
You can listen to this performance again on our website, WFMTintroductions.com. And you can also do what Serena did and submit a YouTube video of your performance to audition to perform on this program. We also hope that you'll find WFMT on Facebook for updates on our many exciting live broadcasts. And we welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.